From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is a delight to be with you today. Really a matter of relief after a crazy, crazy week we've been having here in the country, really all over the world. But folks, we've got a great show for you, and I'm telling you, we've had some terrific guests all week, folks giving us the latest news and information and analysis, and we have delivered again today, and we've got a lot going on, and we've got a lot to go through, a very fluid situation around the country. And I just want to start out by saying something, quite frankly, very seriously, and I want you folks to listen in. First of all, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Our live show blog is up and running at toddstarnes.com, and we have a lot of information for you and your family there on the live blog at this very moment. But I've been stepping back from this for a little while now, and really trying to understand, trying to get a handle on what's been happening in these states and municipalities around the country. And I think President Trump has done a remarkable job. The administration has quite frankly gone above and beyond to provide to the states whatever they need to fight this Chinese virus. 55% approval rating from ABC News and their polling. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. That's not what has me concerned. What I'm concerned about is the direct assault and attack on civil liberties in this country. Last night, the California governor declared a statewide stay-at-home order. So many of you listening to this program in California are not able to go outside of your home right now. You can only go to the grocery store, you can go to the pharmacy, you can go to the doctor's office, and that's it. Can't go anywhere else. In Los Angeles, city workers have been deputized. In other words, the local librarian, if she catches you outside doing something you ought not to be doing, she has authority now under city law to go out there and arrest you and bring you to jail or wherever. It's unbelievable. The city mayor on CNN, and we're going to play this audio in just a little bit, is out there complaining that people are going out there and they've got guns and they're trying to protect themselves, and he says that's a problem. So they've deputized all the city workers in Los Angeles to enforce these laws, which are a direct assault on your First Amendment freedoms. In Louisiana, we had a pastor who was told that he told local news reporters that the National Guard would be dispatched if he held another worship service. That pastor, by the way, is going to be on the program today. And just a few moments ago, I was overwhelmed with alerts from our listeners on KWAM, our radio affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, that the mayor there held a press conference early this morning, giving police the authority to enforce the emergency coronavirus declaration in that city. Every bar shut down, every brewery shut down, every fitness center, gymnasium shut down, any restaurant, dining room shut down. And the mayor told churches and synagogues and mosques they needed to close their doors too. And then he said something that should alarm every person living in the Mid-South listening to us on KWAM. The mayor says that the worst may be yet to come. Well, what does that mean, Mr. Mayor? He also said there will be more hard decisions to make. Okay, what does that mean, Mr. Mayor? Are you going to tell every person living in Memphis, Tennessee, that they're no longer allowed to go outside of their homes? Is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Mayor? At this moment in this controversy and this crisis that's been going on now for well over 2 weeks, now is the time for clarity. So instead, Mayor Jim Strickland, who is a Democrat, said, you know, folks, we've all got to come together to stay apart. I'm sorry, what? We've all got to come together to stay apart. What does that mean? This is not Sesame Street. This is reality. This is the real world, Mr. Mayor. And we need clarity. All of these mayors, all of these leaders, by the way, are Democrats. And this is what concerns me. Have you noticed that all of these cities run by the Democrats, all of these states run by the Democrats? And by the way, the president, just a few moments ago on national television, I was watching the live stream on FoxNews.com. The president of the United States said that he saluted Governor Andrew Cuomo and Governor Gavin Newsom in California for the measures they are implementing. As a matter of fact, just a few moments ago here in New York, the governor says, everybody stay home. Got to stay at home. That was a reversal of a policy from yesterday when he said, no, we're not going to do that. But all of these cities run by the Democrats, all of these states run by the Democrats. You know what's happening? And I'm not, again, I am not suggesting that this is not a serious health crisis. Not suggesting that at all. But here's what I am suggesting. And this is an inconvenient truth for people to get their heads around. In the name of this health crisis, do you know what's happening to all of these cities and all of these counties and all of these states? They're being turned into tiny socialist outposts, except for California and New York, which are now great, big, giant, huge socialist outposts. You say, Todd, what do you mean by that? Well, look at what's happening in these cities now. Heavy-handed authoritarian rule. You cannot go outside of your home. You cannot go rollerblade. You cannot go to the beach. You cannot go to church. You cannot open your business. You cannot do anything unless we give you permission to do it. And if you violate the law, we're going to send the librarian down to haul you off to jail. That's what I mean by heavy-handed authoritarian rule. Democrats shutting down the private sector. And what are they doing? What happens as a result of that? Here in New York State, they told, and so get this, I live in a giant, one of these brand new apartment towers. The people who own this building, guess what? They don't have to pay their mortgage anymore. It's been suspended. But you know what? We still have to pay rent. So the people who live in the building have to pay rent, but the people who own the building do not have to pay their mortgage. Do you understand the logic there? They're shutting down the private sector. So what does that mean? Where do we get our paycheck? Well, the government's going to take care of that. They're going to send us all some money. And you mark my words, it's not going to be once a month. I'm telling you, folks. Once people get into the habit of getting a check from the government, it's hard to wean them off of that. It's like crack cocaine. Once you get hooked, you can't get off of it. So the shutting down the private sector, and they're forcing people to rely on the government for a handout. Do you understand what's happening here? Under the name of public safety and health, the United States of America is being turned into Venezuela without anybody firing a shot. Is this okay with you, America? Are we okay with what our country is becoming? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, ToddStearns.com. You got to check out the live show blog. We've got a lot of guests coming up, including our good friend Jen Kearns. She wants to weigh in on what's happening in California and a very disturbing story involving Republicans in the United States Senate. It's, folks, I'm a little fired up today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Don't stay home. How is it enforced? Is it enforced?
You know, one of the questions we had at our press conference a couple hours ago was, is this one of those, if you see something, say something? And I said, yes, absolutely. But don't call a cop. Go and tell somebody they shouldn't be doing that. Then if there's cases where people are blatantly violating this order, yeah, we'll visit them. When we said restaurants were closed to eating indoors, 99.9% of them closed. The press found one restaurateur who said, I'm not going to do this. It was in one neighborhood in L.A. We visited them. We brought a police officer. It was closed down immediately. The guy had a smile. It's not open. You know, people are getting guns. They're going crazy. I'm saying crime is actually way down and generosity is way up. This is different than a riot or a public safety emergency. This is a public health emergency. And we have to remember that it's on all of us to do this. But we're certainly going to deputize many city employees to walk those streets, to drive around. If we see any folks that are still open, we'll just pay them a visit and let them know that this is something that they have to comply with and it's for their own health. In the very rare cases where somebody doesn't comply, of course, we can't enforce that.
And by that, they mean they're going to send the librarian to your neighborhood and haul you off to jail. Welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Jen Kearns, who spent a lot of time out in California. Jen, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing okay. Hello, Jen. Do we have Jen Kearns?
I am here. I've not been hauled away by a librarian nor a DMV employee.
Jen, this is just mind-blowing. I said in the opening monologue that our country is literally being transformed into Venezuela, and they've been able to do it without anybody firing a shot.
Yeah, you know, what's happening across mostly the liberal states, Todd, is a quite interesting experiment in what basically could be called fascism. And they've been able to do it without most Americans blinking an eye or, like you said, firing a shot. Now, I will tell you, I've been in disaster response. I was a spokesperson for the California wildfires back in 2007 and 2008. We evacuated 1 million people over those, you know, because their lives were directly in danger. So I do understand some of the panic out there, but it's been remarkable. And I think when this coronavirus crisis passes, we're going to look back on this as a very interesting social experimentation in what sort of control the government really can have over us.
You know what I'm wondering is what the hell is wrong with our fellow countrymen? That this is what concerns me. They're able to do this and nobody's objecting. Nobody's standing up and saying, no, you can't do that. I mean, we've got a few people here and there. But Jen, in California, you're not allowed to go to church because that's a health hazard, but they're going to keep the medical marijuana dispensaries open.
Well, and not only that, Todd, the San Francisco Bay Area under the lockdown, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you cannot leave your home, yet homeless can go roam about, break the curfew. And guess what else is open in addition to the marijuana dispensaries? Abortion clinics. So if you're looking to get an abortion during this coronavirus, you're in luck if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, because the liberals who run that city, including the San Francisco DA, who was raised by, you won't believe this, the Weather Underground's Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, the DA of San Francisco has been working with the mayor to keep those facilities open. I mean, that is just disgusting. And that is also, Todd, the kind of picking and choosing that we don't want our government doing. They have no business telling you that you have to stay home, yet places like drug dispensaries and abortion clinics can stay open. It's disgusting.
Oh, here's what I want to know, Jen Kearns. Are they going to force the illegal immigrants to obey this order, the stay-at-home order, or is this just for all of us law-abiding citizens?
My guess would be that they're also free to roam about, but I will say that President Trump just is holding a press briefing, and he just announced that they will immediately deport folks at the southern U.S. border. He's a little bit late to that, but yeah. But good on him for doing that.
Can I just say that? And again, good for you, Mr. President. We should have been doing that day one of his presidency. I mean, I hate that it took a global pandemic to finally shut down the border, but that should have been done a long time ago. But again, I'm not going to quibble here. At least it's done. Jen, I want to switch gears, and I'm sorry for the lurch here, but there's another big breaking news story, and we would have led with this if it hadn't been for the virus. These allegations involving members of the U.S. Senate, three of them, Republicans, including Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, that they sold off millions of dollars in stock after they were warned about the true threat of the coronavirus. Your response to that shocking news?
I am appalled at this. I can't say I'm completely surprised, but this is disgusting, Todd. And I tell you this as one of the directors of the first tea parties in the nation, one of the big tea parties that was broadcast on live TV, 28,000 people in attendance, broadcast on Fox News. You and your listeners know it well. Look, I'll tell you this. This is exactly what we revolted against in the Tea Party movement 10 years ago. And let me tell you, a new revolt is coming for Congress if this is the sort of behavior they're engaging in. It's one thing that nearly every person who goes to Congress now becomes a millionaire. And that's fine. It's a free country. We're all capitalists here. But when you do it at a time of crisis, when your fellow Americans will suffer as a result, and I guarantee you, Todd, if you look at it, it's directly proportional to the fall of the stock market. When you dump stocks as a result of an intelligence briefing that you have received because of your esteemed position on a key committee, that, my friend, is not only a betrayal to the American people, that is insider trading. So I hope that if this is true, I hope they all look good in orange, because that's what they need to be looking at here. Any regular American citizen who would have participated in something like this, gotten a tip about something, and then traded on it, that is textbook insider trading, and any normal American citizen would be prosecuted for that.
You know, Jen, we're going to have Congressman Doug Collins on the show right after the bottom of the hour news break, and he is facing ugly attacks from Mitch McConnell and other Republican senators because he's challenging Kelly Loeffler for that Senate seat in Georgia in the Republican primary. The man has been portrayed as a never Trumper, the guy who actually stood up and defended this president during the impeachment proceedings. Mitch McConnell and his goons on behalf of Kelly Loeffler are out there trying to convince the nation that he's a leftist. This woman needs to resign. And you're right. If she has done something like this, she needs to be hauled out of her office in handcuffs.
Well, absolutely, Todd. And look, you look at Loeffler. She not only was key to this briefing, she is married to the president of the New York Stock Exchange.
Unbelievable.
Now, her defense has been, right, her defense has been, oh, my husband and I, we have our stock trades in a blind trust. Well, guess what? They're all allowed due process here, but the American people actually need to see, was it officially a blind trust? Was there an order given that all of her investments, once she became elected to office, were in a blind trust? Because there is a difference between, did you actually have a blind trust, or is that just loose words that you're using? And look, here's the big problem. Mitch McConnell's got to understand this. This makes all Republicans look bad. And in a year when the Senate is in play and the House is in play, this makes all of us suffer. This makes the down ticket races suffer. Some of my clients as a GOP strategist, I mean, I am livid of the message that this sends. And this means, and by the way, Loeffler's not the only one. Dianne Feinstein's been doing this for years. The Democrats have been doing this for years. But here's what it does when
Gotta stop there. Gotta cut you off, Jen. They're going to cut us off for the break.
Makes us no better than Democrats. Yep.
You've got that right. Jen Kearns, I've never heard her fired up like that before. I mean, we ought to be enraged over all this. I'm just fired up today, folks. 844-747-8868. We're opening up the phone lines on both these big stories. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. So not sure what's happening in your neighborhood, but here in New York, where I live, Governor Cuomo is ramping up the shutdown, announcing some pretty tough new controls. We're not allowed to go outside of our home now unless it's an emergency. So it's one of these shelter-in-place things, which sounds a lot like martial law, but whatever. I am curious, though, ladies and gentlemen, are you okay with this? Are you okay with these governors and these mayors shutting everything down? forcing people to rely completely on the federal government or the state or local governments for whatever they need. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Just wash your hands before you call. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, and it's no secret that we believe he should be the next United States Senator from the state of Georgia, Congressman Doug Collins. Congressman, good to have you on the show today.
Oh, it's always good to be with you.
You know, we had Jen Kearns, a great conservative analyst, on in the last segment. I don't think I've ever heard her that enraged over this news involving Kelly Loeffler, the current senator there in Georgia. The allegations are that she sold off millions of dollars of stock in the days just before the outbreak crashed the market. I want to get your reaction to that, Congressman.
Well, it's just disheartening, and frankly, from those of us who've been fighting and working and getting texts and calls from folks who are losing their businesses and losing and being sick and having to figure out where they're going to take their kids just so they could try to get to work. You know, to have something even give the appearance of taking information and profiting on it during this time is just sickening in a way, and it's just tiring to have to answer these questions, because it's not only selling, but she also purchased as well and purchased stocks on teleworking.
And this was the concern from day one, and I believe that not only does the senator have some explaining to do, I believe the governor of the state of Georgia has some explaining to do as well. We knew nothing about Senator Loeffler. The early reporting was that the only reason she was appointed is because they wanted to get female votes in the suburbs. And as a result of that, a lot of people were very alarmed, Congressman, because we did not know much about this individual.
Well, it's made what we've seen over the past few months, and you sort of knew that there was having trouble connecting with the pick, because they've spent, you know, a lot of money, over $10 million, trying to keep me out of the race and to say bad things about me, which is, you know, that's politics, but it backfired on them. In fact, it didn't work, and it drove her negatives up. But this right here is, frankly, reflects on everyone. For those of us who are working with the president, and for those of us who are trying, you know, day and night to make sure that we get a good response to this coronavirus, to have to deal with this and for this to come up, especially from someone who, you know, by her own admission is a financial sector expert, you know, this is just not good. And I don't care what you say about perception or anything else, and she's not put it in a blind trust. She's never said she had a blind trust. She just said third parties dealt with it. You know, but that leaves so many questions out there. So she's got a lot of explaining to do, and the people of Georgia, you know, are going to have to hear what she said.
Are you satisfied with her explanation?
She's either, you know, look, at this point I'm not, but she's got to lay it out there. I mean, put it this way. It's the most fortuitous, luckiest person in the world to have no stocks being traded on your account before January 24th, when you'd have a briefing on the virus. And then the stock transactions occurred after that, in which you sold off stocks and purchased stocks, which directly benefited from what's going on currently. So it's an interesting. I don't know if anybody's that lucky. Let's put it that way.
So and again, you've got a lot riding on this. You're in a primary. You want to be the next United States Senator representing the good people of Georgia. What needs to happen here in a very short amount of time? What do you want to see happen?
Well, what she has said, and I think what's going to be happening, there will probably be investigations, and those things, we'll see what actually happened here. But to simply just say it off is I had nothing to do with it. It's just, you know, look, if that's the excuse she wants to give, I don't think the people of Georgia are buying it. And I know from my phone blowing up, and I know from the social media aspect of this, you know, this is just not what people expect from public servants. We're supposed to be putting their interests first, not ours, and unfortunately that seems to have been the opposite here.
Should she resign?
That's a political question for her. I mean, she has got a trust that she took when she took the oath to serve the people of Georgia. And, you know, at this point in time, we need to be putting I'm going to put my interest in letting people in Georgia know what I would do and how I'm doing it currently. And she's going to have to deal with the fallout for the decision she's made.
Would you say that she has broken that trust?
Well, I think it's made it very difficult for people to believe. I mean, because when, you know, like most folks are, you know, right now their stock portfolios, but most people have mutual funds or 401ks, the things that most people have are taking a beating right now. Nobody's, including our family, and we're not making money on this. And the perception is that, you know, goes back to an old state, Washington, that's disconnected from the people of Georgia and the people of America, for that matter.
You know, Jen Kearns was one of the original Tea Party folks, and she said this was exactly why the Tea Party was founded, because of garbage like this. And Congressman, here's my concern. You look, and again, she wasn't the only one, but this could very well decide the balance of power in the United States Senate. This is how serious and what a foolish thing for any lawmaker to do.
Well, I agree. This is, look, we're going into an election cycle in which we need to reelect this president and move forward with an agenda of taking back the House and keeping the Senate. And, you know, we can't afford to take our eye off the ball and to get distracted by issues like this are very disturbing and very, frankly, they're just very just, you know, from a heart that just says this is just disheartening when you're trying to help people and then I'm having to, you know, we're having to see this and people are asking questions about motives and everything else. It's just very disheartening.
Well, you know, look, and what's disheartening for you, Congressman, and I got to tell you, you're taking the high road here. You've got members of your own party, including Mitch McConnell, that are coming after you, attacking you, disparaging your good name, spreading lies about you. I don't know how you hold it together with garbage like that going on.
Well, we know we have a purpose in what we're doing, and we're going to share the truth. The truth will win, and because of friends like you and others, we're going to share that truth. And like I said before, after spending, you know, millions of dollars on lies about me and distortions about me and trying to connect, you know, when we're still winning, when we're still up, when the people of Georgia are still calling and going, you know, to our website and doing the stuff that they need to do, we're going to keep this fight. I'm fighting for people, you know, who have, you know, invested in their lives in Georgia. And I was with some folks just this past week. They know the real truth about Doug Collins. And when they know the truth about me, they know that these lies are not working. And it just shows more about the people who are willing to say that. I mean, these are the same groups who wanted the governor to pick me in November who are now calling me unattributable and selfish and other things. It's simply because they're just trying to protect the incumbent. And now we see what that's led to.
One more question here, Congressman. Have you heard from the senator? Have you had a conversation with her? Have you heard from the governor? Has he called to say, dude, sorry, you know, my bad?
No, nobody has. In fact, right now, it's just we saw the spin that the excuses or explanations that they're trying to give from the senator's office and the governor's office. You know, he doesn't call me for advice. And so, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. But it is, you know, it's disturbing. But, you know, people can continue to be a part of this. They can follow it, you know, and they can come to be a part. And I know you've talked about it before. They, you know, DougForGeorgia.com. If they want to help, please be with us. But this is what America, this is what the Senate and Congress doesn't need to be having to dealing with now. Interest of self put before interest of the state and country.
Yeah, it's pretty despicable, these allegations. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on the show. Best of luck to you out there on the campaign trail.
Thanks much. I appreciate it much. Y'all take care.
Congressman Doug Collins, ladies and gentlemen, the man who led the charge against the Democrats in the Congress over the impeachment. This man put it all on the line for Donald John Trump. And what does his party do? His own party leadership. They tried to throw him under the bus. You know, I'm not into the I told you so, but on Kelly Loeffler, I told you so, folks. Are you buying what she's selling out here? Saying that she says it's a ridiculous and baseless attack, that she's got a third party advisor who handles all of this stuff. You know, that's not good enough. She needs to be calling a press conference and people, she needs to be standing before the reporters and answering the tough questions that need to be asked. Because this is appalling. And Jen Kearns is absolutely right. This kind of nonsense, that's going to lose the Senate for the Republicans. And I hope they're doing a lot of soul searching up there on Capitol Hill, but I don't think they are. Of course, we really don't know much about Senator Kelly Loeffler because she refuses to come on this radio program. We've been inviting her for months, refuses to do so. And that says a lot. So there you have it. Just another jaw-dropping measure of stupidity from Republican establishment folks in Washington, D.C. That's what that's really all about. All right, look, we're gonna take a break. We're going to regroup, open up the phone lines. And I want to ask you some very direct questions about what's happening in this country, what's happening in your towns and communities. Are you concerned about the attacks on civil liberties? And just exactly how long are you willing to be quarantined? As a small business owner, how long are you willing to close your business for the sake of public safety. 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Disagree with my concerns here about what's going on, and we're taking your calls on the air, and also we're following your comments on our social media pages. 844-747-8868. Kathleen writes, Todd, you know, normally I like you, but you are wrong this time. In a couple of weeks, people will go back to work. People like me with no pancreas and spleen and diabetes from cancer will be safe again. The longer people fight this, the longer it will last. Well, my question is, Kathleen, okay, well, what happens if a couple of weeks goes by and we're still in the same boat? What then? Are we going to wait a couple of more weeks? Maybe 2 weeks turns into 4 weeks, turns into 6 weeks, turns into forever. Carol says, Todd, I have to quit following you. You're too selfish for me. Oh, pardon me, Carol. I'm selfish because I'm concerned about small business owners around this country losing everything they have. And we're not quite sure for what. By the way, Memphis, Tennessee, all you folks listening to us on KWAM right now, you are practically under martial law. They don't call it that. I'm sure they've got branding issues with the word martial law, so they call it something else. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why your entire life has been upended is because 10 people in all of Shelby County, Tennessee, which is well over a million people, 10 people out of a million plus have coronavirus. And again, I'm not saying that they're, look, it's a serious health issue. But we are fundamentally destroying our nation in the process of what exactly? I'll read some more hate mail in just a moment. I want to get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to New Orleans. Janice is with us. Hi, Janice. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Hey, Todd. I love you, buddy. I really do. You're a good man.
Thank you, Janice. I appreciate you saying that. How are things down in New Orleans?
Well, it's quiet. School's closed. I live right near school. The school's closed. You go to the stores. There's no toilet paper whatsoever. And I'll be honest with you, Todd. I mean, I'm down with doing this and closing certain things, you know, the casinos and stuff. If it's only just going to be temporary, it does have me a little concerned. It really does, though. I think that there's a possibility, and I can't say for sure because I don't know, but there is a possibility that it wasn't a cat or a bat. This could have been made in a laboratory, and it could be germ warfare against the United States, and China didn't care who the casualties were in other countries. Now, I know that sounds a bit crazy, but it's destroying our economy, and I find it awfully odd why in the year of the re-election. It's really something. Now, what they're doing at the border, you said, how they're going to deport the people come to the southern border. I hope and pray. I just sent a message to the White House and told them. I hope that there will be lessons learned here through this, and that once this thing is over, and I pray it will be eventually, hope it'll go away, it'll make it disappear and it'll never come back again, I hope that they will continue to do that. Because what people do not understand, the liberals, anyone out there listening to me who is a Democrat, I want you to really think about something. This is not Republican. This is not even Democrat. This affects everyone. And when people are allowed to come into our country, and not be vetted. I don't care if they come in from Guatemala. Guatemalan did come in one time and kill a woman here in Louisiana. Mexico, I don't care who's crossing that border. They're not being checked by doctors. They're not doing it in the right way. And down the road, you know, you just don't know what they could be, what kind of diseases they could be bringing in on us, not to mention drugs and other things. But right now, I'm a little focused on the disease part of this. And it would take all of us out. The disease does not care who it attacks. It's not asking to see your voter registration card. So this is a very, very serious matter. And we all need to get down on our knees and pray to God to bless our country.
Janice, as always, you are a vessel of wisdom in a time of crisis. And there's no doubt that's what it is. It's a crisis. And I think you're right. We do need to be turning to the Almighty, and we do need to be praying. But we also have responsibilities to, you know, not overreact. And I'm afraid that many people, and especially the mainstream media, have been engaging in fear mongering. And I think that's led to a lot of very bad decisions being made in local and state municipalities, you know, to be honest with you. Janice, I hate to do this. We are coming up on the top of the hour news. I want you to promise you're going to Janice, I want you to promise you're going to check in next week with us. Will you do that? All right. Well, Janice already went, but Janice, I know you're listening. Give us a call. And that really goes for all of you folks out there. Joe from LJ, our regulars, Connor up in Boston. You know, we want to hear from you guys. Make sure you're doing all right. But we're living in some very, very dangerous times because they are playing around with our rights. And part of me wonders if they're just seeing what they can get away with. You know, let's just see what we can. Let's see what we can take away and let's see what would happen. But I'm telling you, folks, this is far from over. And sooner or later, you're going to have a cascading effect here when you're shutting down the economy. The question is, when you shut down the economy, are we going to be able to crank it back up if we're still talking about the shutdowns a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.